Hello and welcome to the inaugural. That's not how you say it. Inaugural?
Yeah. Inaugural?
The gala.
The gala. The Cyberpunk Rocket Adrift podcast. We're super excited to do this. We've been talking about this amongst ourselves for a while, and it's going to be a great time. So in case you're confused because you're like, cyberpunk, that's a genre. What do you mean? What is that?
Yeah.
It's the role-playing game, the tabletop role-playing game, Cyberpunk.
2020.
Yeah, because
it's only really two years away from
the distant future of 2020.
We're really anticipating it all rolling over into that future real soon.
Yeah.
Forget how to use cell phones and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Well, smartphones. So then what we're going to be doing is we're going to be role-playing through this cyberpunk role-playing game. And me and Lindsay are the players. We've never played cyberpunk role-playing. We've never played D&D. We've never played any tabletop role-playing games.
Greenhorns.
Titus, this is his favorite tabletop role-playing game, and he's a more seasoned veteran, so he'll be our GM, our game master.
It's called the referee in this game.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah. There you go,
the
guys.
Ref.
This is your striped shirt.
Then. Yeah, well, next time.
I'm wearing one, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
sorry.
See?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. I didn't know that you had that underneath your sweater.
Yeah. I mean, well, fully prepared.
See, we're already role playing. Yeah. We're so good at this, guys. Okay. So,
confidence.
So, we're going to be planning. We're planning to release these about once a month. We're going to try and keep it regular. And on top of that, we're also working on some cartoons, just in case anyone was wondering. But no news, I guess, on when those are going to be coming out at any time.
Still early days. We're in pre-production for our cartoons.
Yeah.
But we hope to make announcements coming up, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll keep you guys informed.
And until then, I hope you enjoy this podcast. This first episode's just going to be us making our characters.
Yeah.
Character creation mode. Everyone loves that. I don't know if it's going to be the same in this. There's no sliders. I don't see any sliders, so...
No. There are no sliders, no.
Okay.
You have to imagine, you have to role play it.
Role play sliding a dial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just imagine that.
Lindsay's not impressed. Okay, so yeah.
No, for a while there, I didn't know what you were talking about.
You know,
about.
The Skyrim sliders,
making
their eyes wide and everything
now.
Like that, and their eyes tall.
You can just say, my eyes are really wide.
Or just
there you
draw
go. It's that
like
simple,
that.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's an imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, and then the next episode, we'll actually begin a session. And
that's right.
Try and do some role-playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so take it away, Titus. How do we start this thing?
Well, we're going to start by obviously making your characters.
Okay.
Just to give a little bit of insight into where this quest was going, we wanted to kind of do the more character interaction role-playing stuff. We can't cut out combat entirely because it's not cyberpunk if the threat of death isn't constantly looming over you.
Yeah.
But we'll try to, I guess, simplify some of that and streamline it. But I felt like the best genre for this would be mystery, kind of like a film noir cyberpunk mystery.
Ooh, okay, cool. Sure.
So the first, we'll go through the steps of making your character.
Actually, before we do that, can you explain, because you have a little bit more background in cyberpunk, can you explain to the people what the difference between cyberpunk and D&D and it is and kind of what, you know, what cyberpunk is all about?
Okay, I'll try to sum it up and maybe this will come out more, but in D&D, you have like a level-based system. So you start out at level one, then you get better in level two, level three, and that and so on. It's not really how cyberpunk works at all. You're just kind of you, and the only way to get better is to buy stuff and to get cybernetics.
Right, yeah.
Like upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade. And also, I give out like a stingy amount of points at the end of each session, and then eventually you can trade those points in for skills, but it's not a great, it's, you know, don't expect to get really good at anything.
Okay.
It takes a lot of those points to cash in for anything meaningful.
Right.
And this one's darker It takes place in an imaginary world where America collapsed financially. And
so we're almost there, pretty much.
Yeah, we're almost there. So in 2 years, it'll be the same.
We will be.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no dollar anymore. Hmm. Everything's bought with euro bucks because the only stable currency is the euro in this world.
Which is also true, I think, right now.
This I'm not scary. Sure, actually.
Yeah. No, I think it is.
Okay.
Well, this I've is made by anyway. Italians, right? This,
no.
No?
No? Was I thought you said
this
it was
Russian.
The art for the this art edition was made by Italians. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. So I thought that it was like Italy being like, yeah, the euro is going to beat the dollar. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it, guys. America is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
And America has fallen apart, and that's where the story takes place, is in an America that's fallen apart. Mm-hmm. Parts of it are wastelands run by gangs. Mm. Other parts of it are corporate areas that are completely controlled by one or several corporations with high security. There's a massive difference between the rich and the poor. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a gun and carries it around constantly. Street fights are a constant thing. Drugs are a problem.
It's like the Wild West.
Some parts of it are like the Wild West. Other parts are like the Neon City type of cyberpunk world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this story will be taking place on the coast of California in various cities, which each have different flavors. Mm. So, and if you have any more questions, we'll go through it, but we'll start with your roles.
Okay.
This is, I guess, what in D&D would be like a character class.
Right. Okay.
Warrior, whatever they have in D&D, not really sure. But in here, we have rocker boys.
Okay. Which are really just scantily clad women.
Well, that's the picture they decided to go. That's Kelly Eurodyne, the other
big star.
Star of this world. And essentially a rocker boy is like a celebrity. Their ability,
who's
going to
choose that role?
I'm going to choose that one.
Every character, what makes them different is they have different skills that they start out that are called their career skills. Mm. And each of them gets a special skill that only people of that role can use. Mm-hmm. Rocker boy's power is called charismatic leadership. And it's essentially swaying over a mob of people.
Okay, yeah. No, that makes sense.
So they can't use their charismatic leadership in an intimate group of like three or four people. It has to
be a mob.
It has to be a mob of people.
Okay.
But then they can convince the mob to do all sorts of things. Mm. Mm-hmm. So you can also think about rocker boys as being revolutionaries or political leaders.
Mm. Okay.
But they do have a bunch of skills that include playing music and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then there's the solo. The solo is the equivalent of the warrior. Mm. They are a combat-heavy role. Mm. Almost all of their skills are combat skills. Their special ability is called combat sense. And every time you guys get into a fight, there's a role that determines who goes first, second, third. Mm. They get to add their combat sense to that role. So essentially how they differ from most characters is that they have a exceptionally good chance of going first in every fight.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a major thing in a game where a gunshot wound can kill you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Netrunners? You can't be a netrunner.
Why?
Because
why even talk about it then?
Well, I have because they're in this world, but we're not gonna. I can't let you guys be netrunners because there's this whole other section of the book where for going into the net, and it's like a game within a game that you have to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's advanced, and it gets kind of difficult to have one person be in the net and then
both be netrunners, right?
We'd have to base the whole game around
that.
I think that would be fun to do eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
You know, because another thing about the cyberpunk is that you die a lot in this game, apparently.
Mm. You can die a lot, yeah.
You can die a lot, yeah. So, So, you know, maybe our characters will both die out and we'll be like, you know what? We'll just,
let's be Netrunners.
Let's try a Netrunner game. Oh, yeah, I'd be excited to try that. But I think it's a little much for the first game
to
take on a Netrunner. But it's important that you guys know what they are. Mm. They're essentially the hackers of this world. Mm-hmm. They imagine the net to be like a Johnny Mnemonic style thing where you become a avatar and move around in physical cyberspace.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they steal information or dig up secrets on the net. Mm.
Okay.
Techies are people that are really good at fixing things and building things. Mm. Their special ability is like a MacGyver thing called Jury Rig, where they can just get a machine to do almost anything for a couple of turns. So they can turn an air conditioner into a bomb.
Ooh.
They can do... They can rig things to explode. They can rig things to do things that they're not supposed to. And they'll do that for several turns. And then they also have another one called the med techie, which is essentially a surgeon or a doctor. And their ability is to surgically put things into you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Media is a journalist.
Something I'm not going to be for sure.
Their ability is to called credibility, and it's, credibility. It's their ability to get people to believe what they say.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
Yeah,
so persuasion.
So anyone
much,
could, I guess, write like a journal story, but their credibility allows them to like break a story, and people will actually
believe it.
It's sad because in some ways, I feel like our future right now is more dystopian than this future, where. At least the media in their eyes at this time would
they
still be credible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Precisely. Although, you know.
I guess that depends on their point of view.
Cops?
Eh. Yeah.
You're a cop. You have your special ability is you have something called authority, which is allows you to use your copness.
To abuse your authority.
Yeah, to abuse your authority. To convince people, like to intimidate people.
Just bully people.
To get people, get into places. Yeah, exactly. And to use the force, and to use the like the resources of the police station.
Right.
Right, okay. That's something.
Corporate?
Absolutely not.
You
suck the life out of interesting things.
Yeah.
Your ability is called resources, and it's you can use the company whatever
privilege.
Yeah, exactly. You can get. It's essentially an insane amount of privilege.
You can just cash in on that privilege.
You can get bodyguards. You can get
drivers,
airplane rides. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't own any of those things. No. You're using them through the corporation that you work
in. Right.
But it's your ability to use that corporate dollar to your advantage.
Hmm.
Fixers. They are essentially deal makers, smugglers, information brokers.
Hmm.
Your ability here is to locate things, to get flop houses, to find people that can sell various black market items, and to make those deals.
Okay.
Nomads, you're a road warrior or a gypsy, or, well, they say gypsy here. Mm. Maybe that's not the term we'd use anymore.
Yeah. No.
But you're essentially a part of like a gang or a family of people that have been, you know, have their homes and their livelihoods taken away from them. So now they move as a group.
Okay.
Your special ability here is you can get a bunch of family members to go kick the crap out of someone with you. Ooh. Or to do whatever you can call upon your nomad group to come help you in situations.
Right.
Okay.
And also to, you know, to provide you with things.
Yeah.
Because it's like a family that you're a part of.
Cool.
And those are your options.
Okay.
If you have any more questions about those ones.
What are you thinking, Lindsay?
I'm thinking either nomad or solo. I'm with people, I'm with no people. That's my thing.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking the fixer right now. It was between the fixer
and the
corporate guy.
The Cobra Kai?
It's fun to play a corporate sometimes.
I can't. I won't be able to play with you.
Yeah, I'm struggling because I'm like, the comedy is there with the corporate.
Okay, what about the techie, though? The techie would be useful.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not techie, though. I don't know. Are you interested in that one? I'm more interested.
It was either
the corporate guy, the fixer, or the rock
Ooh,
boy.
The rock one would be hot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of large groups of people.
You know what? If you're going to be, me neither, but I was considering Nomad, but I was going to suggest if you're going to be the rocker one, then I should be the solo one because I think their skills complement each other really well.
Because you can convince. What is the solo thing again?
Solo is pure combat. First.
Yeah.
Combat. Okay.
And then you have the power to convince people to do things.
I was thinking the fixer because then I can just like, hey, whoa, I know this guy. I know that guy. You know, I can just like get resources easily.
Do black market. Yeah.
And then also like talk. He can talk to. He's got good charisma and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned corporate. You mentioned rocker boy. Mm. And you mentioned fixer, right?
Yeah.
All of those characters have pretty good
persuasion.
Social skills.
Yeah. Social. I'm thinking fixer because I like it plays into the mystery kind of and also like the street stuff like the all that jazz. I'm good on the streets, as you can tell. Fixer. All that jazz, you know.
All that jazz.
Oh God, it's okay. It's just a binder, people.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I just knocked. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay,
that was the streets talking.
Yeah.
So you should go with Fixer then.
I think so. That's what I'm into. Fixer right now.
Okay. So there's a thing on roll. Mm-hmm. Just check off the one next to Fixer. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Lindsay?
Thinking solo.
Solo?
Solo, yeah.
Okay. Hired assassin, bodyguard, killer soldier.
Yeah, I like this so far. I mean, like I said, we're going to play another game at some point. Eventually, our characters are going to die off or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or the story will end and we want to change the characters or something. And then, you know, maybe I'll do the corporate or the rocker or something like that. But
yeah.
You know, but good choices. So next part, you have character points. And this is where we'll have to do a little bit of math.
Okay.
But you essentially have 60 character points, and you have to put them between your 9 skills, or your 9 attributes.
Which are intelligence, is it
I'll go through them, because they're a little weird.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
There's intelligence, which is how smart you are. Reflexes, which is how agile and how quickly you move. Hand-eye coordination-wise, right?
Yeah.
Tech is just how good you are at technical things. Cool is how cool you are.
Oh, like how all the points there.
how much pressure you can take. It also affects whether it's difficult or easy for people to persuade you, intimidate you, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Attractiveness is how hot you are.
Don't need that.
Luck is a pool of dice that you have. There's a pool of points that you can spend every session anytime you need.
Okay.
So if you're like, I don't think I'm going to make this, you can be like, I'm putting my luck points into
it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you get an additional
However many.
See, this is where my decision paralysis plays in.
Oh, God.
Okay,
As if it wasn't already.
we might pause the podcast here while we just add up all the character things.
Sure, that might be a good idea.
But we'll just go through the rest of them. MA is your movement allowance. It only affects how fast you can run, how fast you can, like how far you can jump. And that's it, really. It's just how fast you move.
Okay.
Body, other games have things like strength, endurance, that sort of thing. It's just your bod here, man.
Yeah.
Just how strong are you? How good are you at taking a punch?
Just
how
good's
your bod?
Yeah.
I'm gonna improve my bod.
Yeah.
That makes sense, totally.
Emp is your empathy, your ability to interact with other people.
Not valued in society, but very important, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
We could all use a little bit more empathy in an art.
An assassin doesn't need empathy.
Okay, well.
The thing that you have to keep in mind, though, is as you get more cybernetics, you lose humanity. Okay. And then humanity takes away your empathy.
Okay.
So the more cybered up you get, the less of a human you are. Mm. And I just want to state, not a thing in real life. Like if someone loses an arm and we give them like human. A robot arm, they're just happy to have an arm that they can use. Yeah. They don't turn into a killer. But in this game, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to state that.
It's fair.
But so having that empathy, and empathy is also important for all of your human interaction skills.
Okay.
Except for things like intimidate or that kind of stuff. That comes from your cool.
Right.
Okay.
What about run, leap, and lift?
Run, leap, and lift are just calculations that come out of your movement allowance.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They're not, so don't put those in.
Okay.
Okay. All right, cool. So we're going to pause the podcast right now, and then we're going to come right back, and it's going to be a blink of an eye for you, but we're going to have all our shit figured out at that point.
Well,
be right
that back. Part of the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part of the
just
ship.
The stats.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're back. I guess we should sum up your characters. Because we did attributes and your skills.
Yeah, I'll go first. So my character, being a fixer, I felt he needed to focus on social skills and intelligence and coolness and stuff like that. So I put a lot of points on those things, on attractiveness, intelligence, cool, and empathy, and not so much skill in the luck. Well, I put a decent amount on luck and everything, but the thing I sacrificed the most was tech.
Yeah, I think same here.
We both sacrificed tech, and this could bite us in the ass a little bit, but we'll see. You know,
yeah, we'll see.
And then with my skills, my life skills, or life skills?
Career skills.
That's right. Mm. It's career skills are our street deal, which means I can like seek out street knowledge and things that are lost on the streets and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
means I'm really good with people that work around the streets and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And then I also have intimidate, persuasion, and fast talk.
Mm-hmm.
Very accurate to myself in real life.
Yeah.
And brawling,
not
handgun,
so accurate to yourself in real life.
No.
And martial arts. I was a yellow belt in karate when I was 5 years old.
Did you take martial arts?
Yeah,
as
he
your
did.
Character?
Oh.
You
no.
just took brawling.
Melee. Yeah. I never know how to say it.
Melee.
I thought
whatever
it was melee.
It
melee. Everyone's got a different term for it.
Using all weapons except swords, which fall under fencing for whatever reason.
Okay,
cool. So then also forgery, which is under tech, which so I that's not good. I put a zero on that one.
Here's my passport. I made it with a crayon.
Not even Photoshop.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
there's no Photoshop. No.
Picklock and pickpocket, I realize, are like, those are good skills. I should have put more on tech, but it's like, whatever. No regrets. So I put, but I put more points on those than.
Okay.
Than the other one.
Okay.
For my character, I was solo, assassin, combat. And I put all of my skills on intelligence, movement ability, body, and reflexes. Mm-hmm. And quite a bit on luck, just because I know I'm not a lucky person when it comes to rolling. And my tech and my attractiveness suffered the most. I am not an attractive person.
Yeah.
I
and you also this. You also don't have a great cool.
No. I'm, yeah. Well,
so she can
I'm
lose
an
her
average
shit.
Cool, actually. I bumped it up to
cool.
average cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, as such, my career skills involve combat sense. I don't know much about mine because we didn't read up too much, but...
Do you know anything? What's combat
sense? Combat sense,
I will read out the description of combat sense, if you guys like.
Yeah.
The ability based on the solo's constant training and professionalism... Combat sense allows the solo to perceive danger, notice traps, and have an unearthly ability to avoid harm. Your combat sense gives you a bonus on both your awareness skill and your initiative equal to the level in combat.
Wow. Okay.
With awareness, I feel like it's important that it's combat-related awareness stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not just like noticing a
random
stain
shit.
On a shirt or whatever.
Yeah, because I put a lot of points into awareness, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's another one of my career skills. And then I also have athletics, which I went a little lower on because my bod's great.
It's a reflex skill, though.
And your reflex is good. Yeah, my too. Reflex yeah. is great. Most of my other skills are like gunsmith and like weapons. I put lower on handgun and like.
What's your highest weapon skill?
My highest weapon skill is it's tied between rifle and submachine gun just because I like those better.
Okay.
Not very stealthy, but if I were to use them, I'd go all for it. Go for the rifle or the submachine gun. My stealth is pretty average, and my highest is melee and martial arts. I like getting personal with my style of fighting, so okay. I think it's going to be like a lot of knife stuff.
I'm glad you're predicting
that shit. And then weaponsmith, which I kind of like too, whatever.
Because you also don't have a high tech.
No, yeah. Exactly. So, whatever.
Okay, good. You guys
that's our compliment career skills, each other. Though. But that we didn't go over your skills?
No, I didn't go over my pickup skills.
Okay, you go ahead, and I'll talk about mine after you.
Okay, and my pickups was endurance, just like a little bit of endurance there. Mm-hmm. Intimidate, which is funny, we both picked intimidate. We're going to be the most intimidating people.
They're going to be intimidating.
Scare their pants off, man.
Human perception, which I'm not sure what that means. I guess it's an empathy skill.
It's a good skill to have.
Yeah.
So human perception is the skill of detecting lies, evasions, moods, and other emotional clues from others.
Okay, good.
A bit more on that.
I got hide, evade under intelligence.
It's important to say that that's not dodging.
No, that's it's like hiding. Yeah.
Like
stealth, kind of.
It's kind of like stealth, but like a not moving stealth.
Yeah.
Stealth is like when you're moving quietly. Hiding is like hiding
well.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put two on that one.
And also hiding objects well. It's yourself and other things.
Okay.
So
it's good to know.
Yeah.
Wilderness survival. Mm-hmm. Thought that was interesting. Disguise one.
One in disguise.
Just the smallest amount of... And then I was kind of forced into it, but two on first aid. Because we have no first aid abilities between the two of us.
Off podcast, off recording, there was a little debate over what would happen if one of you guys got hurt.
We've heard stories about how dangerous the world of cyberpunk is, and so we're definitely a little nervous that maybe
hedge our bets there. Yeah.
We weren't really thinking about the eventuality that we'd get hurt, so... I also put two on first aid.
Okay, good.
It was a good compromise. We both ended. So now we can save each other the same amount. Not well.
Not well.
But a little bit.
A little bit.
You can bandage and finger wounds if you need to. But
finger wounds. I'll be fingering wounds because I'm
seductive.
A woman.
Oh, okay. Women love fingering wounds, apparently in movies. Okay, so then...
That's a fact.
It's a weird inside joke. Okay, so then what I did, I put one on wardrobe and style so I can look good while I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
I put some on interrogation and resist torture and drugs. I just have this feeling I'm going to get tortured. So I was like, okay.
Or drugged.
More likely drugged in a detective.
I'm on the streets and someone just, it's like they just grab me into a corridor and they start being like, where's the thing?
Where's your penis?
Yeah.
I traded it in for a new arm.
I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of one.
Yeah.
I'll be that good at it. So then human perception, I put two on that.
Okay.
I feel like I should put more, but I already have good empathy and all that stuff, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Social, two, whatever. I'm not right reading all the numbers.
Right, yeah.
First aid, two, whatever. That's it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So... Sounds like you guys complement each other pretty well.
Mm.
We've got combat and social pretty covered.
Mm-hmm.
Major hole in tech.
Yeah, and first aid.
I was thinking, when I heard tech, I was like, but I'm not going to get... How much time am I going to spend on computers in this game? I didn't think that there's more things...
In tech than computers.
But,
It's
commitment. You got to commit to your decisions. And I don't want to go back and do that.
It's all part of
the
role
math
playing.
Again.
Role playing is commitment.
You always are going to have, weaknesses unless you're Mr. Average. And that's not fun to play.
None of us know anything about history. Oh, that's not history. That's intelligence. We don't have any history or language skills.
No. You will. You can get a language skill depending on the next part, your life path.
Okay.
Woo! This is the exciting part, guys.
This is my favorite part. A lot of people hate this, but
No way. I love this.
I have a
shit.
Feeling you guys will like it.
Yeah, because this is what we do. We make characters.
Yeah, you make characters.
And stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of these, I might have stated this before, are roll or choose.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we can decide to roll to see what you get randomly, and then mm-hmm. you can decide whether you like it or not.
Mm. I think it'd be roll.
It's fun to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll start with your dress and personal style.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll actually just get both you guys to roll for it.
Okay, so it's both?
No, I'm just giving.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Two.
Blue jeans.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Do I let mark that down?
Blue jeans, yeah.
There should be something called...
Clothes?
Clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need space here. Zero.
Bag lady chic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That goes perfectly with my unattractiveness.
Okay.
So am I just wearing blue jeans or just my signature?
That's like, yeah. That's your style. Thing.
Yeah.
You're all about blue jeans.
And like
Canadian tuxedo, man.
Yeah, yeah, casual dress, I guess.
Okay, hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Roll again.
Roll. Three?
Is this seven or something? What is that? That's a seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Tinted.
My hair is tinted.
Frosted tips, I guess?
No, I think it's just tinted.
What does that mean?
It means it's tinted.
Like a window?
I guess it's like a frosted tip thing. Yeah, yeah, like it's tinted a different color.
Yeah, but your roots are probably a different color.
How do you spell
that? T-I-N-T-E-D.
Okay.
Lindsay.
One.
Mohawk.
Oh, God. Yes.
You want it? Yeah? You're sticking with it?
Okay. Now, this is your affectations. This is like...
Jeff Goldblum kind of stuff?
No. It's more like a physical thing.
Okay.
So, like, how you move?
No. It's, like, something else that you wear that you're known for.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay, roll.
Okay.
All right.
Two.
Mirror shades.
Oh, man.
Yes!
That is perfect.
Okay.
If you guys don't know, Titus was working on a project at one point called Mirror Shades and Monoblades.
Yeah.
Mm. It's perfect.
Mirror Shades define this genre, I feel
like.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Three.
Ritual scars.
This is going exactly with how I pictured myself.
Wearing garbage bags and have the mohawk.
Having mohawk
and
then have ritual scars. Yeah, I'm just like the most ugly woman you'll ever find.
Okay, great. Next is your ethnic origins.
Okay.
Cyberpunk is a multicultural world, so.
Cool.
Five,
yeah.
Five is Pacific Islander.
Oh, so you're a little bit
Samoan
looking.
You can be Micronesian,
yeah.
Tagalog, Polynesian, Hawaiian, Indonesian.
Yeah. Ooh,
I'm sticking
Indonesian.
With it, I think. So,
yeah.
Polynesian? You want to go with that?
Yeah. Oh, I have to choose one?
You have to choose one just because you can then speak that language.
Oh, okay, what's the name? What's the ones again?
Indonesian.
Micronesian.
Tagalog.
Which I think is, I always forget.
Not sure.
It's Polynesian, Malayan, Sudanese, Indonesian.
Sudanese.
Or Hawaiian.
I'll go with Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hawaiian's cool. Okay. It's a four.
Four is Central European / Soviet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bulgarian, Russian, Czech, Polish, Ukrainian, or Slav.
This is so perfect. Your character and my character are turning out so perfect.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm glad. All right. Now,
language,
family. Oh, yeah. Language. Yeah. If you picked whatever.
Czech.
Yeah.
You're Hawaiian, so.
So just Hawaiian?
Hawaii has its own language, doesn't it?
It must, yeah. We'll look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off podcast, and then. Yeah. So you can speak English.
Mm-hmm.
You can also speak that language.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Now we're going on to your past.
All
family
right.
background? Is that what
family
we're doing?
Family background. Roll.
Okay. Six.
Yeah.
Gang family.
Oh, yeah.
So perfect. That's what I'm saying.
You might as well be The Rock Johnson in the new Fast and Furious. Like, this is perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One.
Corporate executive.
Really?
You want to re-roll? I don't know. It could be actually an interesting backstory to that. You were in corporate.
But or your family was corporate.
Your family was corporate, but you...
No, no. You're
an outcast.
You want to re-roll.
Yeah.
Sure.
Seven.
Crime lord.
That doesn't really fit either.
Keep rolling. It's
crime lord family. Okay.
Five.
Pirate fleet.
That's better.
That's more like it.
Okay. Okay, now parents roll, Patrick. Three?
That's a three.
Yeah.
Both parents are living.
Nice.
Huh.
But I hate
Lucky
them.
You.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah. Okay.
You roll, Lindsay.
I doubt mine will be alive, but seven.
Something has happened to your parents. Roll again. One. Your parents died in warfare.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Parents died in warfare.
This is the best. I love it.
That makes
Something
a lot of sense.
Has happened to your parents. Okay. So now, Patrick, roll.
Okay.
Family status.
Four.
Family status is in danger, and you risk losing everything. Roll again.
Zero.
You are the inheritor of a family debt. You must honor this debt before moving on with your life.
Oh, shit.
That's why you're into crime.
Okay, so which line do I put that on? Debt. On the same line as the living parents?
Just try to keep as much space as possible. Space. So just as long as you can read it,
okay.
Separate it somehow.
Mm.
Lindsay, roll.
Okay. Four.
Your family status is in danger and you risk losing everything.
Okay. Three.
Your family is exiled or otherwise driven from their original home.
Exiled.
Okay. Everyone got that stuff down?
Yeah.
I like my character. He's like, you know,
I gotta repay this debt to my family.
I gotta get that money because I gotta pay this debt.
Makes this game a debt repayment simulator.
Oh my god. You love that.
This is amazing. All right. Childhood environment roll.
Eight.
In a large arcology city.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's where you grew up. You grew up in a city, essentially like a domed...
Domed city.
City.
I'm just going to write down dome city.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay. Six.
Six?
Or is that
Let's
nine
see.
Or
no,
six?
That's nine.
Nine, okay.
In an aquatic pirate pack.
That makes sense.
Okay. Patrick.
Great. Yeah.
Seven. You have seven siblings.
Whoa.
Wow. So where do I put that now? On the same...
I guess it makes sense for game
lord. See how there's the...
Crime lord.
Yeah. Well, just... there's like siblings and then male and female sign.
Yeah.
So just roll seven times for each of your siblings.
Seven to nine for each sibling? Oh my God. Okay.
Maybe we'll have you do just have less than seven siblings.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to roll again for
siblings? Yeah, roll
for
again for siblings. Oh, eight. You're an only child.
Oh, I'm an only child. Yeah. Okay, there you go. So I'll just put a line through the siblings thing?
Yeah.
Oh, mine. Three.
You have three siblings. Mm. We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, roll. Roll again for the first sibling.
Seven.
Seven, a female. Mm. Roll again.
Two.
Younger or older. Roll again.
Female, older. Four.
They like you.
Okay.
So one female.
That's that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One older.
Okay. Roll again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where'd that go? Seven.
Another female. Okay. Roll again.
Nine?
That's a six if the line's six. Under it.
Yeah, it's younger.
Okay.
Roll again.
Six.
And they're neutral.
Okay.
So you got one
two sisters, one younger and one older.
Yeah.
And the older one likes her.
And the
younger one's like, neutral. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
And you got to mark that down somehow.
How do I do that? Where is that?
Oh, I don't know. Just put a plus and a equals. One likes you, one is neutral.
Okay.
Okay. And then last one.
8.
Is a male.
Okay.
Roll again. 8. They are younger.
Okay.
And one last time.
3.
They like you.
Awesome.
So
pretty good family.
Pretty
dynamics.
Good family for exiled.
Yeah.
Pirate.
Our media family sticks together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pirate family, not so much.
Okay. Patrick, you have no siblings, so we move on. Personality traits.
All right. And motivations.
And motivations.
Okay.
But first one, traits.
Okay. I'm going to roll. 6. 6.
Yeah. Stable and serious.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds about right.
Stable.
Ah. Sorry, I'm a re-roll.
That's okay.
You're serious.
3.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Arrogant, proud, and aloof.
Yep, that's me.
Okay. Person you value most.
Okay. 1.
A parent.
Aw.
Let's roll again. Wait, no, okay. Really? Fine.
Cold.
I was like, building in my head, I was like, he hates his parents.
No, he loves his
parents.
Because
they gave him all this debt.
No, he has to repay his own
debt.
Okay,
fair enough. A parent.
It's up to you.
He cares about
you want to go with parent?
A parent.
You could hate one parent,
right?
Yeah,
and
still
love
the
other parent.
That's right. That's good. I like that.
Okay.
For me, that's a
9. If the line, yeah. It's a personal hero.
Hmm.
And you have to make up with that. Who your personal hero is.
Can it be an animal?
Samba the Lion King?
It might be.
Really? Yeah? Like
Samba,
you grew up...
the rip-off Lion King.
So you watched like a Czechoslovakian
version Lion King, yeah. With Samba.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Yeah.
All right. Okay, value
That's pretty
most.
Good. I like that. Value most.
What do we value most?
Yeah.
Okay.
7.
Love.
Aww.
It's kind of going in the opposite direction. All right.
I like it.
Okay.
I value love.
Most important thing
to
love, man. Honor.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to roll again.
Yeah. How do you feel about most people?
3.
I like almost everyone.
Really?
Do you want to roll again?
Yeah.
On that?
I feel like he's a little bit more cynical than that.
1.
1. You're neutral.
Neutral.
Yeah.
That's good.
Neutral's fine.
Yeah, people. They're fine.
2.
Also neutral.
Okay.
Both going to be neutral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure. what is your most valued possession?
Sorry, if you hear some banging, that's our next door neighbor, so we apologize about that.
Yeah.
What valued possession?
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll 2.
A tool that you can't use because your tech sucks.
Let's roll again.
One day I'm going to learn how to use this socket wrench.
I value it, man.
Yeah.
0.
It's actually 10. A letter.
Oh.
A what?
A letter.
A letter. Ooh, that's interesting.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the IRA.
The IRS, yeah.
Or the IRS.
Do I make 10. Up a reason what that letter is yet?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Right now?
Well, we can go through it whenever you'd like.
Okay.
But you can start thinking about it. Lindsay, roll again. You can't have a letter, too.
Oh, yeah. I guess they would be the same. Okay. 7?
A musical instrument.
Interesting.
Okay.
The accordion, because I'm a pirate.
Okay. Now, let's roll to see how old you guys are.
Oh, God. Ooh. Okay.
2D6. I feel like I'm going to be 2D6. Old.
2D6. Okay.
Yeah.
Here he goes. 4.
You're 20.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Sure.
That means that you have life event. You see a year under life events. You go from 16 to 20.
Okay. So what does that mean here?
We're going to go what happened each year.
From for 4 years.
When you were 16 to when you were 20.
Okay.
So we're covering 4
so
years.
So just next a year.
Yeah.
Right. 16. 17, 18,
9,
no, like under
okay,
year.
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
got it,
yeah,
got it.
Each line is a year.
Okay, go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay. 8.
So you are 16 plus 8, 32, right? No, 22. Yeah.
Cool.
Close to the same age.
So mm-hmm. I get...
Same thing, 16 to 22.
6 years then, yeah. 16.
All right, okay. Great.
So let's start with when you were 16.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a d10.
Is that... Yeah, this is... Yes? Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the 10, one with 10 yeah. sides.
Two.
Big problems, big wins.
Oh man, big problems and big wins.
Roll again.
Roll oh, again. Okay. Seven.
Seven. You took a hit, man.
Oh no.
What happened?
Well, let's find out. Roll again.
I love this. Three.
Roll again. No, I'm not giving you that one.
Okay.
Okay. One.
One.
This is when that financial loss or debt came into
play. Oh,
it's a,
right
it's
off the bing
it's
bang.
It's a previous debt again because it's not going to be that much. Roll again, a d10. You owe 700 euro bucks on top of your massive debt.
Okay.
So in debt for 700 euro bucks, I guess, right there?
Yeah.
You came in debt for another 700 euro bucks.
Okay, got it. Why don't we trade off? You, Lindsay, you go while I write this down.
Six?
Six, yeah.
Friends and enemies.
Mm. Roll again.
Yeah.
Four.
Four. You made a friend.
Hmm.
Roll.
Ten, I guess.
A government official.
Really? Made a friend with a government official. Do I roll again?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. Nine.
Reconnected with an old childhood friend. That's how you guys...
Okay,
so
knew each
you've
other.
You've gone
yeah.
through different paths in life. Mm. One of you became a bag lady murdering pirate, and the other one a government official. But you remembered what life...
Very, very likely.
In the Czech Republic was like, and you were friends. Okay, back to you, Patrick.
All right, roll. Four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
Friends and enemies.
Okay.
Ooh. Again. Nine.
Ooh, you made an enemy.
Oh, I made an enemy.
Patrick.
Okay,
roll.
Let's see how
roll.
Four.
They are a childhood enemy.
Ooh, childhood enemy. Okay, do I roll again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Five.
Five. Accuse the other of cowardice or some other personal flaw.
Hmm. Mm.
Okay.
Roll
okay.
one more time.
Yeah.
Four.
Four.
They hate you.
They hate me. So they accuse me of cowardice?
No. I guess you accuse
them.
I accuse
them
of cowardice.
Hate you.
And now they
you.
Hate you.
Yeah.
And now they hate me. And it's a childhood friend.
Yeah. And one more time.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, two more times.
Oh, wow.
Six.
If they... What they're going to do is try to backstab you indirectly.
Okay.
And one more time.
Two.
They can just throw themselves at you. That's all they have.
They can't.
So he hates me.
He hates you.
And he wants to do something terrible to me.
But all he could do is throw himself at you.
He's no resources.
No, okay.
So he'll try to backstab you indirectly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
sounds corporate.
So I had a falling out with an old friend.
Childhood friend. Yeah.
Because I said some shit.
You said they were a coward.
I called him a coward. Yeah. I don't know how to write that in the space I have.
This guy is corporate, though. This is a corporate guy, I think.
Then he would have resources to throw at you.
Yeah, he's got nothing, man. He's down on his luck. He's got nothing.
So just write childhood friend hates you.
Hates you, will backstab later.
Because I'm a dick.
You could say just cowardice.
Yeah.
Cowardice.
Because if it hates you, we know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he's
himself
got
backstab.
He's,
yeah.
He's backstab with nothing. Got it. Okay.
Let's go to Lindsay.
Mm. Nine.
Nothing happened that year.
Nothing. Okay.
Do you want to roll again?
Yeah, roll again.
Okay.
Nothing's boring.
Four.
Friends and enemies.
Okay. Two.
Two is a friend. Rolling
okay.
in. Making a lot of friends for a really...
solo person.
It's a person working for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Six.
They were an old enemy.
Huh.
Now they're a friend. That's all you have to roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
made friends with all an enemy.
Huh. Okay, great. Still writing that down? Yep. It's a lot. It's a lot to write down. Should we have Lindsay roll again?
Okay. Three.
Big problems, big wins. Okay. Here we go. Roll that die.
Five.
It's a hit. Oh. Disaster strikes. Roll.
Nine.
You are hunted by a corporation.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Roll again.
Okay. Four.
It's a large corporation.
Okay. It's not a small corporation. Those infamous tiny corporations.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's all.
Oh, that's it? I was just hunted by a large corporation.
You're hunted by a major nationwide large corporation.
Okay.
That was when you were 18?
Yeah, 18.
Okay. Well, it's still happening.
Wow.
Oh. It's not sorted out.
But that started when she was 18.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
She did something.
I knew I hated those corporate assholes.
I got a three here.
So, you know, that's big problems, big wins.
Big problems, big wins.
It's more like really big problems.
Really big losses.
Small wins.
Eight.
Eight? Score big.
I scored big. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what I scored.
You get lucky.
One.
Make a powerful connection.
I made a powerful connection. Okay.
Roll.
Seven.
It's in the district attorney's office.
One more? Nope. Roll? That's it?
I have a powerful connection in the district attorney's office.
That's probably how you've been evading capture for all your crimes.
You go ahead.
Okay. Ten.
Roll again. That's nothing.
Okay. Four?
Friends and enemies.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Wait, who is the powerful connection with?
District attorney.
One.
Make a friend. Make more friends.
Okay.
So many friends, Lindsay.
All right.
Yeah, you can start over again maybe if you want.
Three.
A relative.
Okay.
He's solo with so many friends and people that love her.
Three.
Like a teacher or mentor to you.
That's it.
Or maybe to them, because who's the one?
The one sibling that's
that
younger.
That likes you?
Well, there's one sibling older that's teacher. Older.
Older sister likes her.
Likes me, yeah.
Okay, so then that older sister is like a teacher to you.
Okay. Connected with older sister.
Yeah. We might have to cap on the friends if you get more friends. It's getting a little out of hand. Yeah.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 19 now.
It's perfect time for some romantic involvement.
Uh-oh. Three.
It's actually an awkward time for some romantic involvement, but
usually,
hey.
Yeah.
Happy love affair. You want to roll again on that?
Six. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Whoa, no,
there's,
come on.
There's nothing more to it. It's just happy love affair.
Okay.
Sure?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Happy love affair. I mean, he's full of so much tragedy. He should have one bright spot.
You know? That's what I mean.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
One.
Big problems, big wins. Come on. Ten. Is even. You score big.
Awesome.
Got lucky, Lindsay.
Awesome.
Something good happened.
Nine.
A local booster gang likes you.
Okay.
You can call upon them for one favor a month.
Yes.
You have an equivalent to a family special ability of +2.
Ah, yes.
But don't push it.
Okay. Adopted family. Here we go. So.
It's like a gang likes you.
Gang likes me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you have to mark
Everyone
that down
likes
somewhere?
Me.
The special ability is?
Yeah. So.
Where?
Under your. Yeah, under special abilities, family.
Where is
which
that?
Which is the very top one. It's the nomad skill. Under skills. Family. Put it in brackets, but it's a two. You only can use that once a month.
Awesome. And
can't push it. You gotta be nice to these.
Yeah. Don't push your luck,
games.
Right? They are boosters. So eight. I got an eight.
Eight. It's time for another romantic
involvement.
Okay, let's see what happens with this romantic involvement. Zero.
Zero. Fast affairs and hot dates.
Okay.
Okay. Could turn out bad.
So long, oh, one.
You yeah, had a,
okay,
you
let's do it again. Dance. I don't want to. Like, come on.
You're a okay. regular Cassin.
One.
It's another happy love affair.
Can I roll again? No, but
wait. Come on. I don't want a romantic thing. Let's do a different thing.
Oh, okay. Start all over again. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Sure.
Let's see what happens. Four.
Four.
Friends and enemies.
Mm. Ooh, okay. This is better. Six. No, that's a nine.
Nine. Enemy.
Ooh. Mm. Zero.
A government official.
Ooh, shit. So I got a friend with a DA, but then I have a government official.
Enemy. Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. One.
They cause the other to lose face or status.
Ooh. Roll. I cause him to lose?
Yeah, we'll find out. Who's him. Fracked off, as they say?
Zero.
The feeling's mutual.
The feeling's mutual.
Both. So you both caused each other to lose face or status.
Could that be the powerful DA, or is this a separate event?
This is a separate event. Okay. That DA owes you a favor.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't want that DA to also hate your guts.
Okay.
Okay, I guess me.
Wait, roll? There's more.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are they going to do about it?
Three.
Avoid the scum.
Okay.
So you just avoid each other.
Roll again, or that's it?
Yeah, roll again.
Two.
He, even though he's a government official, he can only throw himself into the fight.
Okay, so you don't have tons a lot of people threatening with enemies.
Their hands tied. They want to get it back at me, but their hands are tied.
Tied, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
You're untouchable so far.
Okay, great. So I'm gonna mark that down somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, great. You go ahead, Lindsay.
One.
Yeah, roll again. Big problems, big wins.
No love. Two.
You're an ugly bag lady. Sorry. Even roll.
It was bag score lady chic.
Big.
Score big.
Roll.
Ooh. Seven.
Local nomad pack befriends you.
I thought we said no more friends.
What happened?
I'm still getting friends.
Somehow, Lindsay has
another friend. I charm the pants off of everyone I meet.
Yeah. You have another special ability of family plus two towards Nomad Pack.
Okay.
Unbelievable. I am speechless.
You've never seen this before?
Not like this.
So I got a plus four under family now.
No.
No.
You have a plus two.
Plus two.
With the booster gang, and you have a plus two with the Nomad Pack. You know what I mean? You can't just call... Just be like, everyone show up.
No, yeah.
You can
but
only...
where do I mark that? Just, I guess, here?
I guess... Okay, yeah, do it there. Because we know that you have a plus two.
Yeah.
But it's actually more like two plus twos.
Okay, great. So that's the end of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, not the end of my life. I've now reached present day.
Really?
Yep.
Did I do this wrong? Because I have... Oh, no, I have two more years
on you're 22.
Here.
I'm 20.
Yeah, so but you also we also more. Had you go ahead of Patrick.
Yeah.
So you have one more roll.
One more, yeah.
Let's, like, get an
something,
enemy.
Something different.
Yeah.
Something
like a love affair,
less
maybe.
Friends.
All right, let's see.
Seven.
A love affair.
Yes. Okay. Eight.
Ooh. Fast affairs and hot dates.
Ooh.
That's it.
That's it.
You just had a
one night stands
for a whole
now.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you've been doing for the past year.
Everyone loves me.
Yes. I don't understand.
Everyone hates me, the guy with all the empathy.
Yeah.
I've made enemies left, right, and center. I got debt. I got, you know, a childhood friend hates me, but he's got nothing to do about it.
All right. Let's expand this a little bit.
All right.
We'll go through. Some of the points, and I'll get you to maybe explain to me how they relate. I think the big one with you, Patrick, is that you have a massive family debt.
Okay.
You also love one of your parents.
Yeah.
So what's the story there?
Okay, so I'm thinking, right, I also love a parent and value them extremely.
Yeah.
And the other one, no, I hate them.
You hate them.
I've decided. I hate my dad... Because he's the one that got us in all this debt.
Okay.
But he's also now, like, not able to get us out of the debt because he's been, like... You know, it's one of those situations where, like, the bad guy, like, breaks his legs or something like that. So he's like, he's now like crippled and like a broken man.
Right.
And he's all like, you got to do it for me, son.
Right. Okay.
You're the only one. There's no other, you don't have any brothers or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so now he's shouldered all this debt onto me.
But who does he owe that debt to?
Who does he owe that debt to? Right. That's a good question.
What could be the government official.
Do you want it to tie into the other things, maybe?
No, I think it'd be better if this was like a B thing.
Okay.
So it can be a separate thing. Where are you from? You're from Hawaii.
I'm from Hawaii.
So
I'm also in a gang family. Mm-hmm. So it could be another gang
leader or something.
Like a mafia boss or something like that.
Okay. So like the sort of higher up in your gang family.
Yeah. Like we were a small gang.
Yeah.
Like I was part of underneath a small gang.
Underneath like a bigger gang family.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we owe the big higher up gang.
Okay. That's interesting.
Guy.
Mm. And he was...
And I'm kind of now... I've had my own struggles with debt. So maybe I hate my dad because it reminds me of how much I'm... Yeah. Like my dad.
That's 700 bucks you still have to
That's
pay.
That's 700
back.
Bucks I got to get. And, and you know, I've just made a lot of mistakes along the way through my life, making friends, losing friends, you know. But yeah. I got that DA. He still likes me.
He owes you a favor. He doesn't like you. Let's be clear.
He owes me a favor, but I also had a great love affair. And it could have been good and ended just amicably. Or
I think that's... Well, it's up to you.
Okay.
It ended amicably, or did you have to part, or... Were you hoping to rekindle this love affair?
I'm thinking, you know, here's what I'm thinking, right? So I have this powerful connection with the DA at 18. 17 and 16 were bad years for me.
Yeah.
Then it starts to like look up at 18. I'm charming, everyone's having a good time with me. And then I make this good friend with the powerful DA. He hooks me up with people. I start hanging out with a nicer crowd.
Yeah.
That's where you got your sort of two social skill.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get like a happy love affair. I'm living the high life. Everything's great.
Mm.
And then a government official and I get into a kind of like a partnership relationship and everything like that. And then I, because of my gang roots, I screw up the relationship.
And you both lose
and
status.
And he calls me out on it and makes me, like, you know, draws attention to it. So I get pissed at him and he gets pissed at me. Now we have this feud against each other and we're both, we both lose our status.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, within that, I lose, the love affair goes south as well.
I see, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Interesting. And Lindsay?
Okay.
Okay, so you have an enormous amount of connections.
Yes.
I've almost kind of lost track of all the people
that
like
me.
Okay,
so I'll let you know. Okay, so first I grew up with a pirate fleet, so that already gave me some rough edges. We got exiled, oddly. I'm not sure what happened there. I think I was too young to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents died, and it's just us four, because I've got three siblings, two of which like me very much, and one is neutral.
Okay, so I'm the pirate fleet.
Yeah.
Will actually tie into the game.
Yeah.
And it's called the Red Sun Pacific Pirate Fleet.
Okay, Red Sun
Pacific. You've been exiled from that pirate fleet.
Yeah. No. She's,
no?
That's the pirate fleet that is the nomads that you have a +2 family with.
Awesome.
So maybe you were exiled, but...
I did something.
You recently regained favor.
Yeah. You're not back. You're not in the nomad pack. You're not a nomad.
No. Okay.
But you have some connection to them.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So 16 years old, reconnected with a childhood friend. Maybe that's, I don't know if that's part of the nomad pack.
What was that childhood friend? Just says reconnected with a childhood friend?
Oh, a government official somehow.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but maybe we just went on different paths and then we met again on some whim when we were 16.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Made friends with an old enemy at 17.
Mm-hmm.
18, hunted by a major corporation.
So, yeah, what happened there? That's the major one, I think.
Yeah. I must have stolen something that was government-owned, maybe, because I'm a pirate. And
it's not government, it's corporate.
Or corporate, right. Yeah. Well, then, for sure, I stole something from corporations. Yeah. I think my character believes that corporations are scum and
but
that they don't deserve to be rich.
But you reconnected with a childhood friend who's now in a corporation.
No, government official.
They're government official. Okay.
I think, I guess I believe in the government. I'm neutral towards the government.
Right.
But the corporations are really who I hate the most.
You're against that.
Yeah. And so, of course, it makes sense that I would have stolen one of their shipments or something at some point. And
okay.
They're after me for that, maybe. Connected with older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she didn't like me before, but now she really does.
Okay.
And she's like a mentor to me now. So I think a lot of my martial arts skills and gunsmithing skills I've learned from her.
Okay, great. Awesome. So you were once part of a nomad pirate fleet.
Mm-hmm.
You've sort of reconnected with them. You're not back in the family. That can never happen again.
No.
You've been exiled, but you have connections there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you also have connections everywhere. You have friends.
I have friends for the Booster Gang.
Booster Gang.
Friends, well, I guess obviously friend with the government official.
Yeah.
And I've just been having one night stands. I'm not really a romantic type, I guess.
That was, I guess, the last year.
Yeah.
You had a sexual awakening.
Yeah. Sure.
I feel like we have to explain a little bit of how you can have so many friends but be so bad with people. You know, because you're not good with people.
I think it's one of those traits. Reverse psychology things where it's like people don't understand that what I'm saying is what I really mean. So they think I'm being funny or something, and they're just like oddly charmed.
I was thinking that, like, since you're so good with weapons and combat and stuff like that, you've been just doing favors for people.
Yeah.
And so you do a favor. It's not that you're necessarily like, oh, we love hanging out. It's more like, you and I will be friends forever because you got me my arm, or you did this shit for me. You killed that guy that was trying to kill me.
Yeah.
If you are a solo that is anti-corporate too, you may have done a lot of kind of altruistic missions, whereas a corporate mission would have paid you a lot more to do something terrible. You may have been working for people for a lot less
outside
the system.
So you're like a Robin Hood with no social skills or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
People still love you and like you and will, you know, give you, you have connections, but you're not like a people person.
No.
Okay.
I live alone.
That makes sense.
Okay. That's great.
And your love affairs have been just kind of more about like the fun and the high, living the high life and less about like the romance.
Making connection with anyone. Okay.
Okay. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Do we want to pause
for
the, and we'll just come back and we'll explain
we'll do
our
like
gear.
A recap. And
we'll just kind of do like the resolution of the podcast and a tease for what's coming up
or something like that.
Sounds great.
Sure. All right. So we'll be right back. Okay. So we should say we're back, I guess. Hey, we're back.
We're recording?
We're recording.
Okay,
so, hey, we're back and we've done a bunch of stuff since we stopped recording.
And the characters are baked in now.
Pretty solid.
We should start with what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is we had to figure out a reason why me and Lindsay's characters
are working together
and kind of trust each other and aren't gonna betray each other.
Yeah.
Mm. And that we figured that the reason would be that we have like a long-running working relationship,
right?
Where we know that each of our skills complement each other, and we just work really well together. But we might not trust each other that much, or we might not. It's not that we don't trust each other. It's not
we might not like each other that well.
But we just work well, so well together. It's such a convenient relationship that we've kept it going for a long time.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was, why are we desperate for money? That was the other thing we were just talking about, because we're desperate for a job at the beginning of the story.
That's right.
And so obviously for me, it's pretty easy. I have a lot of debt that I need to pay off, and people and gang members coming after me for money and shit like that. The high up gang members coming after the money after me. And for Lindsay, it was a little bit more difficult. But what did we decide again?
Well, some big faceless corporation's after me, so I have to get away from...
That wasn't what we decided. Didn't we decide that you needed...
I needed money
to get
away from...
Yeah, but we'll talk about that corporation.
Yeah.
We're going to say that it's Militech, which is essentially what the American military has become, like a corporation inside of America.
Right. Mm.
And selling weapons and mercenaries, they're the ones that are after you.
Okay.
And you need to get money to lay low. Was that what we were just... And you've just been...
Or to get
or
out.
That it's just that you've been working... I think what we said was that you've been working on the fringes for too long. You've been doing a lot of stuff that didn't pay out. And now you just need a job to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe you've been hard pressed to get jobs too because you've been kind of blacklisted and no one wants to work with you.
Exactly.
Because you've like.
Well, no one legitimate.
Because they're like, well, we don't want the Militech coming after us. Too.
Right.
Exactly.
And so, I think the other thing with you too is that you also have to constantly be doing favors for the higher ups in order to not have them come down on you for the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to work with people that you don't have too much option to say no to certain jobs.
Right, right.
And that's the situation you both are in right now.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, great. And let's just go over some of your major purchases and your cybernetics.
So I kept it pretty light on cybernetics because my character is like trying to stay very human and empathetic because that's where my skills kind of come from.
Yeah.
So the only thing I got was nanosurgeons, which is doubles your healing points.
Abilities, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everyone has 0.5 healing points per day or something like that.
That's right.
And so now I have one. So it's not a big deal, but it helps.
It's enough.
It helps with when you're healing with like med kits and stuff too, right?
No.
Okay. That, so
all you can do with a med kit is stabilize. Like, so if you're wounded, right, and you do nothing, you'll just continue to get worse.
Oh. Yeah.
So you need first aid to stabilize.
Yeah.
And then once you're stabilized,
you can start to heal.
Then you will heal at your normal healing rate.
Per day.
Per day.
So like you'll heal 1 point per day.
It's pretty real. It's for a game, like in the future, there is no like magic potions or anything. You can't. It takes a certain amount of time to get back to healthy shape.
Okay.
Patrick's double that, which is impressive, but it's still just double what a normal human would take in order to heal a wound, right?
So that was, as lame as that sounds, it cost me $6,000. And you have $15,000
to spend,
to spend overall. So that was a big chunk of my money. But I spent pretty light everywhere else. So again, the reason I got that is because it didn't affect my empathy at all.
Right.
Didn't affect my humanity. So then I got then after that I got my biggest purchases are the Steinmeier. Steinmeier pistol. I got a pistol, $400. It's a pretty good one. I've spent big on that one. A mono knife. Which is, explain the mono knife thing again.
It's like so the blade is one molecule thick. It's like a monofilament blade.
Yeah.
So it's super sharp.
Yeah.
But also very delicate.
It's so surgical.
Yeah.
Surgical
knife.
Yeah. So I got that bad boy. Then I got a sleep inducer. This one seemed like a no-brainer for both of us.
Yeah, both got
you
one.
Can sleep. Because you have to sleep in this, but you can get a full day's sleep in just two to three hours. With
that's right.
And it only costs $85. Got smart goggles. That is going to be like my video camera, because I got a video camera chip, image enhancement chip, and a telescope chip. The rest of the stuff is kind of boring, so not much. Other than a really cool jacket. I got a sweet jacket.
It's pretty nice.
An armored like jacket.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
My biggest purchases are probably the motorcycle. So
Lindsay bought a very sweet motorcycle.
It has like 260 kph and it's
super
like,
fast.
Yeah, it's super fast.
Kilometers per hour.
Really aerodynamic and sexy looking. So I got that motorcycle. That was like a good $8,000.
Yeah.
Then I got like the next biggest thing was probably my weapon, which was the Setsuko submachine gun, 1150.
Yeah.
It can be concealed in my sweet armored trench coat jacket, though. So nice. That was good. And then my last biggest purchase was my Neuralware plugin, which allows me to like learn pretty much any skill.
If you can buy a skill, put it in your brain
and use
that skill.
Yeah.
You don't learn it when you take that
chip.
Well, I know
it's not learning. Yeah, it's just like a plug-in.
It's just a temporary.
Yeah.
And you got motorcycle.
And I got
for
a
that,
smart
so
motorcycle.
You could drive your motorcycle.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it.
Otherwise I wouldn't be able to drive it.
Yeah.
And a cool slice and dice like fingernail.
It's a fingernail that opens up into a monofilament like a wire that
wire,
you can choke people or cut people with.
And whip
people with.
I like the whip idea. And that took quite a bit of my humanity.
It makes sense.
Lindsay really sacrificed humanity.
Yeah,
on this
I really sacrificed my empathy.
Which went from 5 to 3.
Yeah.
So
she kept rolling these really high,
really high numbers for humanity points.
And also picking, I think, like, you know, it's, you want to turn into a cybernetic monster, you get like a blade in your finger or something.
Yeah,
like that,
for sure.
But it's cool. It's it's awesome.
Yeah. Is that all your weapons? That's, like, you just have a submachine gun,
and the fingernail
blade?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, great.
Awesome. So that's it for the character creation, I guess.
Yeah.
Other than our names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So my character, I decided...
You're Hawaiian.
His name is Keanu Maui.
We randomly generated that name.
Yeah.
You have to give that away.
I decided I needed a nickname, and I want to go by Dr. Pepper on the streets.
That's a street name.
Did you street?
And DP for short. My friends call me DP, I think.
Okay.
You don't have any friends.
Okay, well...
I have all the friends.
Lindsay has friends. Yeah.
Close associates.
Call you DP? Okay, sure.
But they know me as Dr. Pepper on the streets.
Okay. Right.
And I'm a Czech pirate, so I went with a Slavic or Czech name, which is Barbora.
Yeah.
It also sounds like Barbosa. Which,
no last name?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too hard to pronounce.
Okay.
And also too much pain after all that family is lost.
I don't have a family name.
Wipe it from your record.
Yeah. You've been exiled, so they took your last name away.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Great. Awesome.
So next time you'll see us or hear us, we'll be playing... our first game of Cyberpunk ever. We're really excited about
it. The new characters.
Yeah.
Thanks guys for listening. If you want to check out our Twitter at Rocket Adrift, you can follow us on there and see any more updates about what we're doing. Mm. And if you want to download the audio version of this, you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/rocketadrift, and download it over there.
For $1 a month.
For free.
For free?
Is it for free?
For free.
It's going to be for free from now on.
Okay, great.
But if you want to give us a dollar, we'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
We're paying it forward, giving it to you free.
Mm-hmm.
So just consider it, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, anything else before we sign off?
No, we're going to start the game, and we'll hear you guys. You'll hear us. Take us away, Patrick.
Great.
We'll see you next time, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.